The Syrian government is pressing on with its full-scale operation against militants. The military has regained control of the Bab al-Hawa border crossing with Turkey. Armed gangs fighting Damascus were using the crossing to infiltrate into Syria. Fighting is also underway between troops and militants in the city of Aleppo. Protests in Saudi Arabia's Rest of East are spreading to other parts of the kingdom. People have rallied in the capital Riyadh and the holy city of Mecca, demanding that political prisoners be let out of jail. Some reports say there are up to 30,000 political prisoners in Saudi jails. Bahrain's ruling family is facing growing popular protests. Fresh rallies have been held in several villages across the kingdom, with demonstrators expressing solidarity with protesters in neighboring Saudi Arabia. The regime's heavy-handed crackdown has failed to prevent Bahrainis from voicing their anger publicly. This African-American couple in the U.S. state of Mississippi was turned away by the church where they were planning to get married. They say the church's refusal because of their skin color is inexcusable. Charles and Teandrea Wilson had to relocate their wedding ceremony. Iraqi Premier Nouri al-Maliki criticizes Kurdish authorities after they prevent government forces from reaching a disputed region close to the Syrian border. He's warned that the move could spark conflict with federal forces, but some Kurdish lawmakers have reportedly supported the decision. Egypt's new prime minister postpones the announcement of a new cabinet until Thursday. Hisham Randil made the announcement after meeting President Mohamed Morsi on Friday. Randil's cabinet will replace a military-appointed government that took charge after the downfall of former President Hosni Mubarak last year. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is in Israel to meet President Shimon Peres and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Romney is seeking to bolster his foreign policy credentials ahead of November's presidential election. On Sunday, he'll give a high-profile speech to a crowd of mostly Jewish Americans living in Israel. Authorities in the Chinese city of Qidong cancel a controversial waste pipeline project after a protest over pollution. Demonstrators poured into the streets and occupied local government offices on Saturday. They say the proposed pipeline would pollute their coastal waters.